Hello, and welcome to another edition of LEA's Our Voice, a podcast designed to keep our person served, parents, guardians, and friends in the know. I'm your host, Mike Leon, and as always, we welcome your comments on this podcast and your input on what you'd like us to talk about in the future. Send those comments to podcasts@le-academy.org. That's podcasts@le-academy.org. Hello and Merry Christmas. Welcome to the 2021 Life Enrichment Academy Christmas Podcast. It just wouldn't be Christmas without bringing back one of LEA's favorite and talented individuals. We are thrilled today to have with us the multi-talented Jordan Obrecht, one of LE Warren's Abled Citizens. Happy to have you here and cannot believe it's been a whole year since we celebrated the Christmas holiday with this podcast for all of our individuals. Jordan, welcome back and Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you, Mike, and it's been a pleasure to be here again. I've been really looking forward to it when I found out.
It wouldn't be a Christmas podcast without you. It's been a whole year since we've talked. So,
yes.
How have you been, and what are you staying busy with your love of music?
Well, I've been good. I had COVID over April, but I got through it, and I've been good ever since then. And, I've been doing really good with music. I've been been able to perform with the band again.
That's great. How are your vocal lessons coming along?
Good. Really good. Sherry, she's an awesome vocal teacher. She teaches me techniques on la 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 la. So she, I do my techniques and
we're gonna test your vocals and my old vocals out a little bit here. We're gonna do a Christmas song.
Yes.
What about your piano lessons?
They're doing great too. My piano teacher Chris, he's a wonderful teacher. He teaches me the proper fingering, how to place them in the right positions in that.
And the name of your music school again?
Detroit School of Rock and Pop in Royal Oak.
That's good. How many days a week do you attend?
Well, before COVID, before the pandemic, I attended 3 nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But ever since the pandemic, I go 1 night a week now. And I do piano online on Wednesdays.
It's virtual.
Yes.
Everything is.
Yeah, pretty
much. Hopefully that's all going to come to an end soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'll tell you what. Let's get Christmas going early.
Agreed.
By popular demand, it was requested that we did a song that we did a few years back, Mary Did You Know. We're going to do our best at an a cappella version, and let's get it on.
Let's do it. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation?
Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations. Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? In this sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Wow. Unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you.
Christmas is here.
Yes. The holiday season has come upon us.
Hey, one thing I heard is that you're doing other podcasts behind my back. No, really. Something about some radio station in Tuscaloosa, Alabama called 95.3 The Bear.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Yes. There are these two wonderful DJs. They're awesome. Their names are Steve and DC in the morning on 5 to 10. And I call and I request a song and I tell them about, I've told them about me singing with Luke Bryan, how I sang with Foreigner. And I told them about this podcast and they said, keep us updated. So I wanted to mention them in this podcast.
And I hear, and you did, I hear you're on their favorite list too.
Yeah. It is basically called the Steve and DC Hall of Fame Loyal Listener.
Unbelievable. Well, we're going to send Steve and DC a copy of this podcast.
That would be great.
Hey, and what about Drawing Straws, the band, performances at the Rockin' Rides and the Arts, Beats, and Eats Festival?
Yes, the Rockin' Rides is kind of like a mini festival where I performed with the band, and it was really fun to be back out on stage just performing with the band. It felt normal again, and the Arts, Beats, and Eats, it's a big festival, like, for Labor Day weekend, and we performed. I did Tennessee Whiskey. We did so many songs out there. What?
You're Bruno Mars.
I did Bruno Mars, Leave the Door Open.
Oh, good.
And we did what song was it?
You seem to be gravitating to country a little bit here.
Yes.
That's probably because you're calling the bear all the time.
Yes, that's it.
There's a country artist by the name of Mark Blomsteel.
Yes.
And you and your band, I guess, opened up for an autism awareness fundraiser?
We did, yes. We actually did quite a few sets where we did a few songs, like, way back when. And, you know, that guy, Mark, he's just an amazing man, recording, up and coming, and he is just really awesome. He is actually doing autism events for 15 countries around the state, 50 states, actually.
Well, we'll watch for his name, Up and Comer.
Yeah, and I met him, and he was born in the Netherlands.
Really?
And he lives here in Virginia. And he's visually impaired, and his daughter is actually autistic.
That must have been a great fundraiser.
It was great. It was awesome. He even said that he wanted to do it again with us sometime.
Well, that's fantastic.
And I really enjoyed opening up with him. It was an amazing event.
I can see that your range has gone to country, and that's good because you do it all. I mean, you're not afraid to touch on any type of music.
No.
And now when your band Drawing Straws, you guys did a virtual video.
Yes.
Of Life in the Fast Lane.
Yes, we did.
Okay, and how did you put that together? Everybody did their own visual part?
Everyone, yes, they did their own visual parts, and I did. The guitars did their part, and I did my part at home. It was kind of hard to, like, you know, because it was kind of hard to do, like, how to replay the part, really, if you.
I understand. But that's part of how music is done.
Yes.
Sometimes, and that's the way it goes. You guys did a good job. And,
yes, thank
you. Mom, what did you say? You sent it out to get it redone somewhere or to get it put together?
Actually, each person did their part, and then they sent in their part to the music school.
Yeah.
And there they have a technician, an engineer, who put it all together in a video.
Oh.
So when Jordan did his part, he had to listen to like the guitarist scratch track and just sing to that part only.
That's the real deal.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You did it well. Hey, I hear you've now joined the ranks of being a camper.
Yes.
Tell us
yes.
about your karaoke night at the campground this past
summer.
That was
a fun event too, man. I'm telling you. The DJ, I'm friends with him. His name is DJ Jeff. He is amazing.
What song did you do that night?
I did...
Or songs, because they probably asked for an encore.
Gosh. I did Stuck in the Middle with You. I did Tennessee Whiskey. Mountain Music by Alabama. Every Friday night they do it.
Like Grandma and Grandpa going to play me some mountain music?
Yeah, yes. You caught on, yes.
I know a little country. I'm glad you're... It's good to get out, and with these dreaded variants hopefully getting under control soon, yeah. We'll all be able to do that. Now, the best thing in the world, because I know you mentioned to me, is being able to go out on dates again with Chrissy.
Yeah.
How's that been for you?
It's been really good. We've went out to karaoke, went out to dinner. I took her to a few concerts. You know, it's just now, with it being December, it's been kind of hard because my mom, you had COVID, right?
In November,
she had it.
Couldn't
really go on dates. It's been really tough not seeing her.
It is a tough thing. Why don't you say hi to her, because she'll view this podcast. So say hi to Chrissy.
Chrissy, sweetie, I just want you to know I love you very much. You mean the world to me.
How nice is that? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, babe.
Now, what would be your Christmas message to all of your friends here at the Life Enrichment Academy?
Well, I just would like to say to all my friends at the Life Enrichment Academy, Merry Christmas. Have a blessed holiday. I miss everybody, the staff, the consumers. I miss everybody here. I want to come back so bad. But with the mask and everything, not right now.
Well, that day is coming soon.
It is.
We got to pray for that.
I am.
I just want to thank Jordan's mom, Stacy. She's here with us in studio for bringing him to studio today. And I wish everyone here a Merry Christmas, all the staff, and all the best for 2022. So how do you close a Christmas podcast? Well, when your guest is the talented Mr. Jordan Obrick, you have him fire up the keyboard, which he brought today, and close us out with the Johnny Mathis version of Silver Bells. That'll take us out of here. Love you all. Merry Christmas. Jordan, hit the keyboard.
Christmas. Street corner, you hear.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. Christmas makes you feel emotional. It may bring parties or thoughts devotional. Whatever happens or what may be, here is what Christmas time means to me. Silver bell, silver bell, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas, everybody.